This week's parasha is Parashas Shalach, and the parasha starts off discussing the story of the spies of the Meraglim, where they spoke badly about the Eretz Yisrael, and because of that, the Yidden were punished. They had to stay in the Midbar for 40 years, and then the parasha discusses the karbonis you bring on Avodah Zarah, for someone who's over Avodah Zarah, and there's the parasha of Afrashas Chala, the parasha of Mekoshesh Eitzim, where there was a Yid who was Mechal Shabbos, and it was Chayev Skila. And the parasha ends with the psukim of Vayomer, which we say in Shema every day, twice a day. We say it's the third parasha of Shema, Vayomer, the parasha of Tzitzis. And the truth is, interesting, in this week's parasha, we have three of the mitzvahs that Chazal say are keneged kol haTorah kula. The mitzvah of Shabbos, which Chazal say keneged kol haTorah kula. The mitzvah of the Aveira of Avodah Zarah, which is keneged kol haTorah kula. And Tzitzis, which also Rashi brings down, is keneged kol haTorah kula. And we will discuss the parasha of the spies of Meraglim, and also together with that, we'll discuss the parasha of Vayomer, of the parasha of Tzitzis, where it says, "Blois asuru achri levavchem v'achri enechem." And the kasha, what bothers everyone in the parasha of Meraglim, is what did they do wrong? Moshe told them to go check out the country to see if it's strong, if it's not strong, if the people have everything they need there, if they're living fine. That was their job. The job was to be spies, to check out the country and report back. They came back and gave an honest report that they saw giants there, they saw people dying, and the different things they saw, they reported correctly. That was their job. They were spies. What was the taina? What was the chait? What was the nakuda of the chait of the Meraglim? That's question number one. And question number two is, at the end of the parasha, it says at the end of the parasha, that suru achri levavchem v'achri enechem. Don't go after your heart and after your eyes. And Rashi brings down, ha'ayin roya, your eyes see, va'alev chaymed, and then your heart the desire. So be careful what you look at and what you desire, because what you see, then you start desiring. And the question is, that if the way it works is, your ayin sees, and then your lev is chaymed, so the parsik should say, v'loysa suru achri enechem v'achri levavchem, because first comes your eyes, and then comes the lev. What your eye sees, your lev is chaymed. So it's out of order, the two psukim. The two words in the pasuk. It should say, v'loysa sur achri enechem, and then v'achri levavchem. So those are two questions. So I saw in the Sefer of Eliyahu Baruch Finkel, where he explains like this. He brings that from a Chofetz Chaim. They said the chet Meraglim was that they failed to see the good in Eretz Yisrael. All they saw was the bad. They saw people dying. Now there's two ways to look at it. One way to look at it is that this place is dangerous. People are dying. But like Rashi says, Hashem really orchestrated that people should die at that time, so they shouldn't start up with the Meraglim. They shouldn't attack the Meraglim. So Meraglim should have understood, let's find something good about this. And they would have said, you know, it's taka, not good. People are dying. But at the end of the day, they're not looking at us. You look at the good. You look at something big. The fruits are very big. So say, wow, I have such good fruits. You know, it's big. It's Meshunah. But it depends how you look at it. When you have an eye in Toiva, when you have a good eye, you look at things in a good way, you find the good in everything. But if you want to find the bad, you can find the bad in anything. Anything you want, you can always find something not good about it. The just difference is, what's your attitude towards it? If your attitude is a positive attitude, an eye in Toiva, you'll find the good in everything. If you have a negative attitude, you'll find something not good in everything. That's the way it works. And that's really the nakuda also, like a suru, achrei levavchem v'achrei nechem. Because what you see is what you want to see. So really, your lave, your heart tells you what to see. So the reason it says lave first is because what you see is what you want to see. Your lave really decides when you look at something how you want to look at it. So therefore it says first levavchem and then achrenechem will teach us to understand ourselves. That we, when we see something, we see what we want to see. And if you look at it with a negative attitude, we'll see it in a bad way. If we look at it in a positive attitude, we'll see everything good. That's the way it is. And he brings down a Gemara in Yevamos that says that Rabbi Chiya, his wife was not a good wife. His wife always used to bother him, and his wife was not a good person. His wife just drove him crazy. And still, every time Rabbi Chiya found something special in the shuk, in the marketplace, he wrapped it up and he brought it home for her. He went to a bris, he brought her home something from the bris. So Rav, which was his nephew, asked Rabbi Chiya, why are you doing that? We all know how she treats you. Why would you always bring her something special? So he answered, it's enough that she brings up the children and saves us from chet. That means he really believed that. It wasn't just was saying that. He was really thrilled with his wife because he looked at the good. He looked at, look how much my wife does for me. He had a karas atayv, and he understood that this is what my wife does so much for me. Okay, it's just, some things are not so good. But if you look at the good, you can have gevaldiga karas atayv and have gevaldiga simcha and have ayin taiva. And he brings down another maridiga story from Rabbi Eliezer Silver, Lazy Silver, that after the war, he went to visit one of the people he actually helped save from the Nazis in Machshimam, and he saw he wasn't the Sherman Torah Mitzvahs. He was not keeping Torah Mitzvahs. And he asked him why. What's pshat? So he said, I'll tell you why. He said, because when I was in the camps, in the concentration camp, all they gave us was one piece of bread a day. That's all we got to eat, one piece of bread a day. And there was a fellow there who had a siddur. He was like, it was very hard to find a siddur in the whole concentration camp. He had a siddur, and everyone wanted to daven with that siddur. So he used to say, if you want to daven with siddur, you have to give me a piece of bread. And he used to charge a piece of bread to daven with the siddur. You imagine shas chutzpah? A guy wants to daven and you charge him a piece of bread? And once he saw that, he said, I lost faith in this whole Yiddish guy. If someone would go ahead and charge to use his siddur, to charge the only piece of bread I have, that's very not right. And therefore, he went over to the derech. So Rabbi Eliezer turned to him and said, you're looking at it the wrong way. Look at it, all those people who are willing to give up a piece of bread just to daven with the siddur. Just to daven with the siddur. They gave up the whole day. They fasted the whole day just to be able to daven with the siddur. What godless Adam. What great Eden. And that was the most of Eden. They had one bad apple here who did it that way. But everyone else, look at the godless. Everyone else was willing to give up that piece of bread in order to get the siddur. So it all depends on your attitude and how you look at it, on your perspective. Here, if you look at it that way, you would say, unbelievable. Look how many people gave up their bread to use that siddur. So that's the Yesod. The Yesod is to have an Ayin Toiva. And that's the Yesod of Chet Meragdim. They didn't look at Eretz Yisrael with the Ayin Toiva. Look at the Ayin Toiva, would have given a good report. Look how great Eretz Yisrael is. And this is the Yesod in everything in life. It's with your children, with your Chaverim, with your job. You always can find something wrong with your job. And if someone has an Ayin Toiva, he will be Zoicha to a life, a Chayim full of Simcha. And with that, he'll be able to be Oyved Hashem, Mamish Bishleimus, Agachavs.